Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. And I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Sami Tawar, and I'll be going to grade 10 at Westwood Community High School next year. I'm thrilled to be back on the show and share a book, Nancy and Anna's Never-Ending Friendship, with you all once again. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries. So last time you came here, like, we saw the book, like, you had written it. You told us all about, like, you and your sister and the writing and everything. And so that was, what, like, 4 months ago, give or take?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure around there.
Yeah, so what has transpired since?
Since then, it's mostly been like on the marketing phase now and also working on my next book. Yeah. So that's pretty much all.
Okay. Now, when you say marketing, are you getting out on social media? Are you going like on tour with your book? Like, what kind of marketing have you been doing?
So far, not that much, but like, okay. It's been like mostly like seeing like what can I do to like market it. It's like mostly trying right now. So like doing something finalized here or something.
So. Yeah. So what have you been trying? Like, what avenues do you think are gonna, like, that you're, after you're doing all your research, where do you think you'd like to, like, devote your time?
First, I created a website, and then I started working on, like, getting, like, more on, like, social media and stuff. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking more to do, like, with more copies and stuff, and, like, kind of, like, go more, like, worldwide kind of thingies.
Okay. So on your website, people can order the book directly?
Not yet. That's
what it'd be. Okay, so like how, well, that's one part for the website. Yeah. Definitely make sure, click through so people can order it. With ordering the book down the road, are you going to be like making them here, or are you going to have like a manufacturer where it'll be made and sent out?
Manufacturer.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I looked into doing a kid's book a while ago, and it was like to actually like make them here, get them copied and sit on inventory. That's a big gamble, you know? So if you can have like a manufacturer, like a warehouse, make them upon order, you don't make as much money, hardly any money to be honest with you, by the time it goes out, but that's a way that it actually can like get out there. Mm-hmm. So you said grade 10, social media. Do you have social media already?
I have an Instagram account and a Facebook account. That's
okay.
Pretty much it.
That's it. Okay, yeah. So you're not like super active online, and that must be new that you've gotten that. Yeah, your dad must have had a nightmare when you told him you were getting social media.
Actually, he created my account.
Oh, so he sees what's going on. Smart dude. Yeah, okay. Because, yeah, like, definitely marketing on social media is fantastic. Like, that's where eyes are. But it can get all-consuming and like take over too much of the time. So I'm glad to hear that you're starting another book as well. So what's your new book on?
It's gonna be on Hindu mythology, and this book is gonna be like a series.
Okay.
So yeah, this is like the first book for the series, and I'm thinking like afterwards I'm gonna start another book, and like I have like a whole thing, but so far this is
okay. So Hindu mythology, is it like information book? Is it based on like storytelling? Like, what kind of angle are you coming in at it with?
It's fictional, but there's gonna be like some like culture-based stuff too in it, so it's like kind of mix of both.
Cool. And so have you, like, I know when you're creating like a world, like in your head the world is there, do you take that world and like write that down so you know, okay, this is what the world is, and then you work on the book? Or like, what's your process to creating a world?
Yeah, first I map up like all the stuff I'm gonna talk about, like, and how I'm gonna do it. Then I write it. So then I have an idea first.
Okay. because I interviewed this one guy. He's writing a fictional book about medieval times, basically. And so what he did, which I thought was fascinating, was he actually wrote a whole, it's not a book, but he wrote basically a book of what the world was. So he talked about, like, oh, it's green here and the forestry. Like, he created this whole world. And then that got him to be like, okay, now I can write the book because I know where the characters are living. And he finished his first one, but now he says, like, oh, that first thing that I wrote, I could actually utilize that as mythology in the book as it goes on. So I'm like, oh, like, I can't write. So I thought that was, like, an interesting way to go about it. So today you brought your sister here, though. So yeah. You're a lot braver than her. She doesn't want to film, but you are. So twin sisters. So would you say you're the more, like, outgoing one who's willing to speak in front of camera, or is it just like because you wrote a book you have to be brave and part of that is just speaking in front of a camera?
I would say actually she's more. I'm kind of surprised that I turned out to be, so it's kind of shocking, but yeah, so I think she's more outgoing than me.
There we go. Interesting. And so last time we were talking about the relationship between you and your sister and like the reading, like you guys do a lot of things together. Are you able to draw from her to help you out sometimes, or is this kind of like your own thing, or like how does that work with having a sister that you spend that much time with?
When it comes to like finding ideas for like books, we have this like book where we write all our ideas and then we use it, and then we like say, oh, I'm gonna write this, and then we also like decided to work on a series together. Like that's, and so whenever we come with ideas, we always share with each other. Like, cool. We always read each other's chapters and everything, like, and give feedback. So it's like, we help each other, right?
Yeah, you have a built-in editor.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And do you write books as well? Nice. Okay, but you're not at the point yet that you're ready to talk about them. We'll get you eventually. Don't worry about it. You're only in grade 10, so it's all good. Okay, so this second book is out. You have your website. You've started social media profiles, but you're not creating content yet to, like,
yeah,
push it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think you're going to be able to sell first? Do you think it'll be online? Are you going to try to sell it at markets? Do you want to try to get it in like Kohl's bookstore here? Like, where do you think, after doing all your research and putting the time in, what avenue do you want to go down first?
Slowly going to be in bookstores. I think I would like to start from there, and then online will also be like the second like idea, and then mostly what I'd like to try from the website, like straight away, like there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's so far what I've explored so far. Like,
yeah.
First.
Interesting. I would have, like, you're blowing my mind. First time we spoke, I was just like, man, I can't believe she's so young. And then when you said today you're in grade 10, I'm like, man, when I was in grade 10, there's no way I could have done anything that you're doing currently. So that's pretty cool. As far as summer plans are concerned, like, what's your summer plans this year looking like?
In August, we're going to, like, New York, and so, yeah, I guess that's all I can say.
And that's all? Okay, well, let's talk about New York for a second. Have you ever been to New York?
No.
Never. Neither have I. It looks like an amazing place. So is this somewhere that you guys as a family decided to go on holidays, or is it like my family, when I was a kid, my parents just told us this is where we're going?
I would say mostly it's a group decision, actually.
Cool.
But then me and my sister wanted to go, and then we've been telling the parents, like, let's go, let's go. And then now we finally are going, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything in New York in particular that you're excited to, like, experience or see or do?
So I'd see the Times Square and Statue of Liberty. Like, there's, like, a lot of things I want to see. So
yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah.
So is it more things you want to see? Or more, so it's more on the see than experience and do.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about the seeing of this? Like, what are you hoping to get?
Like, whenever, most of the books that I've read is like all in New York, and like, I felt like this, it sounds so interesting, like, when reading about it, so I want to really see how it looks like and stuff.
Mm.
Because like, I think when a lot of people like write books of places, they always go there first to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I go there, maybe then I also get an idea on how to write books after seeing a place. So
yeah.
And that was like one of the most common places people talked about. So I was like, must be interesting.
Cool. It's so true. Cause like nowadays we live in a world where you can see everything online.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can just, and it for the most part, it feels like you're there. So you're like, oh, I don't really have to go.
Yeah.
But then when you do travel and you explore and you physically go somewhere, like it's a completely different thing. Like, I was fortunate enough in my youth to travel to Europe and a bunch of different places around the world. And, like, it's a big difference from seeing like the Colosseum or the Vatican versus like being there. So that's cool that you're going there. Is there any kind of food in particular that you potentially want to try in New York?
I think mostly Ida must know like what she wants to try. She's making like the food list, but if there's one thing that I want to try, it's gonna be like a brookie. It's like cookie and a brownie.
Okay, so nice.
Yeah,
my big thing in New York when I get there, because eventually it's gonna happen, is a hot dog off a street vendor. Like, it's so New York.
None of the Dave Portnoy pizza review
places. Oh, we'll go to all those places too. There's a bunch of things I want to try, but that's like as like low down as and dirty as it may sound, like the hot dog is what I want to try. I've never tried coffee before either. Like, I've literally never drinking coffee in my whole life, but like those cups that are white with the blue, like they're so iconic. I'm just like, I might try like crappy coffee just because it's like, to me, like New York is so iconic for certain things, right? Yeah. Interesting. So how long are you guys going to be gone for?
I think 14 days.
14 days. Oh, nice. That's a good amount of time. Like, you'll be able to explore a lot of it. And are you staying like in New York? Nice crack. Are you staying in New York City the whole time, or are you going to visit like the state?
I think I'm going to visit the state.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, because New York is like, everybody knows it for New York City, but it's like, it's called New York, New York, because it's a state. There's so much around there. I have family that live in New York and in the Boston area too, and they just say it's...
So we're going to explore, yeah, you know, Newark, you know, we're landing in Newark, New Jersey, airport.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to rent a vehicle from there and explore, you know, and touch upon, you know, in all these New York, you know, the go-to locations.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you get a chance, you're going to go to Maryland.
Okay.
Friends, you know, there.
Yeah.
Three, four hours in drive or something, you know,
right,
from New York.
Yeah.
So we'll see, you know, how time allows us, because their cousins are also, because my brother-in-law, he lives in Texas, and he has two daughters too, and they're coming over there as well.
Yeah.
With the family, and they're gonna join us there.
That's gonna be
last
so
year they were
nice.
Here in Canada, so this year, you know, they will be, you know, I mean, congregating there, you know, in New York, because, you know, I mean, they haven't been there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they already, even the girls haven't, you know, seen that as well, because they grew up in Texas.
Right.
In Dallas.
Yeah.
So
they have a little bit of understanding of America's cities.
Yeah.
And when you travel to America as Canadians, like, the cities are one thing, but like, I went to Detroit and I was lucky enough to like spend time in the city of Detroit. Mm-hmm. But then the people I was with, they took me outside to the different places, and we drove outside of the city.
Yeah.
And it's wild, like it's so different, so diverse, like it's just, we see a version that is broadcasted on television and you hear a narrative of what the narrative is, which for the most part it's kind of bang on. Mm-hmm. That being said, when you get there, there's so much more on top of that.
Yep.
And I can only imagine New York, especially traveling to all those different places, mm-hmm, you're gonna see a lot of different things. That's cool. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Generally, you know, in states, and you know, schools start back, you know, in by mid of August.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so here's the difference.
That's right. The school system in America, I have cousins in Florida, and it was always like trying to line us up in the summer was always like, so it's neat that you actually get to spend some time with cousins from the States.
Yeah.
So as far as school is concerned, you said you're in grade 10. So did you just finish, or are you going into grade 10?
Going into
grade 10. And at what school again?
Westwood.
So, okay. So at Westwood, are you going into grade 10? That means like you're officially in the high school component now. It's not middle school anymore. So what's that transition look like? Like, do you know, are your courses different? Is the time different? What does that look like, that transitional year?
Now there's like two semesters, so you can take like two subjects per each semester.
Oh.
So that's like the biggest change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like last year we had like six blocks, so now we have four, and like, they're longer and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
That's the only, but you've been going to Westwood the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I went to high school, like, you literally had middle school or elementary middle school together.
Mm-hmm.
And then high school was grade 9 to 12. Like, mm-hmm, so in grade 9, that was it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting, like, how they break it down now, that you get to spend time in the physical location,
mm-hmm,
with the middle school schedule, and then like move up. Like, that transition is probably a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah.
Now with these courses, are there any courses that you're excited to like enroll in and you're like, okay, I can't wait to start?
I think it's going to be like English, because now I'm reading more like old texts and stuff, and it's going to be like more like analyzing those and like old authors and stuff, so I think that'll be the most exciting thing.
Yeah, English, okay. And then you just seem like a person who would potentially like fast track courses as well. Have you ever looked into summer school when you get into high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
You're doing it right now.
Oh, you are? Oh, beautiful. Okay, how's that going?
Yeah, it's good. Just doing gym and calm right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, those are good courses to get done in the summer. So you can have like time to take the course.
Yeah.
I did the exact opposite. Like I went to summer school so I could get spares and or like up my marks. But my younger brother, who's way smarter than me, Alistair, he would do that every summer. He would just go and challenge the courses so that he could like, because it's hard when you have to try to take like biology, chemistry, and physics, right? And like with the course load. Yeah. So if you can like eliminate some of the courses that you feel aren't what you'd like to do or even easier, then you can focus on those other ones. Because there's no way you can take them without going to summer school. Mm-hmm. Like you'd have to pick like science 30 or like pick bio or just chem. You know, so you picked calm and phys ed. Yeah. So what's calm like now?
So now I think if you went to like regular school, then you have an option between doing like you have to watch the video separately online. There's this whole online platform.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're just following this booklet and just like answering the questions and watching the videos.
Interesting. So, interesting. Yeah. When I took calm, it was calm/religion, and a big component was you had to carry a baby around for like a week. Didn't go so well.
Yeah. Our calm classes were not the same.
Yeah, like I outsourced babysitting like you would not believe. Anyways, on that note, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
So if you haven't read my book or check it out, please read Nancy Anna's Never Ending Friendship. If you do like it, please be sure to share and stay tuned for my next book, if you like to read it.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. I do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.